Genesis 24:7 says, "The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence." Before the Jewish nation of Israel was ever even established, the amazing Word of God in our Bible was showing us that the Messiah would have a Gentile bride. And of course, when we talk about the Messiah in the Old Testament, we're talking about Jesus. And in our previous About Jesus devotionals, we've discussed the seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15 and the seed of Abraham, spoken of in the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12 and 22, referring to the Messiah and his salvation offered to the entire world. This Messiah would eventually come through a Jewish virgin named Mary, but he would be rejected through the centuries by all but a remnant of his own Jewish brethren from the very start. As John 1:11 says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." This rejection by his own nation, the nation of Israel, was prophesied in Isaiah 53:3. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we," referring to the nation of Israel, "hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." And this has resulted in a bride made up of Jew and Gentile, where such identity is lost, and we are just considered sons of God and are all one in Christ Jesus, as Paul explained in Galatians 2:28 and 29. "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." Abraham's seed? Yes, because we are in Christ, who is the seed of promise through Abraham. And since Jesus was rejected by all but a remnant of Jews, Paul explains in Galatians 3:14 that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So the Church of Jesus Christ is made up largely of Gentiles and is pictured in our text in the Gentile bride taken for Abraham's son Isaac. So as we read Genesis 24, we see the father Abraham sends his servant to find a wife for his only son. The servant in Genesis 24 is a type or shadow or picture, if you will, of the Holy Spirit who goes out to lost sinners to draw them to Jesus. Of course, Jesus said in John 12:32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." The death of Christ on the cross is the message drawing men to Christ. And the Holy Spirit, sent by God the Father through God the Son, is who is sent, like the servant of Genesis 24, to bring in the bride. Again, Jesus taught this when referring to the Holy Spirit as Comforter in John 15:26. "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." So we read of the servant testifying of Isaac, the only son of the covenant of his father Abraham, and Rebekah's willingness to follow the servant to the bridegroom in Genesis 24:58. "And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go." Rebekah walked after the servant and then rode her camel to meet her groom. And that is a beautiful picture of believers who will go with Jesus when the Spirit of God, the servant of the Father, draws us to Jesus as he convicts us of our need of salvation and illuminates our understanding of Jesus as the only true, crucified, resurrected Savior of the world. Romans 8:1 explains this salvation, saying, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." When we see the historical basis and the national importance to Israel of the account of Rebekah's marriage to Isaac, the Lord also opens our eyes to see that at its core, it's all about Jesus. We can see how we fit into God's plan of the ages as he saves sinners and brings about a kingdom in which Israel's Messiah, King Jesus, will rule. And with his bride at his side, we rule and reign with him.